You guys didn't make it to the Portugal parade, did you?
I did not.
Me and Patrick went at 10 in the morning.
It was nice.
We went to...
I was the pre-show. I biked through there at 9:15 with my Figo jersey, and I saw the old ladies setting up their chairs.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We did kind of the parade on fast mode, so we went across the parade as it's coming across
walking
us.
Walking the other way of the parade.
It, I mean, you see it
fast-forwarding it.
Yeah.
You fast-forward the parade.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you know about fast-forwarding.
Yeah.
But we posted up in front of the LCBO.
Yeah, we posted up. I went into a few times into the LCBO. It's a perfectly placed one. And they had some, the Casa Benfica was there. We have to salute them.
You see Sergio?
I'm sure he was there.
He was waving the flag.
We don't know him personally, so I didn't say hi, but
we should
introduce ourselves one
you
day.
You should have.
I want to say a Toronto Portuguese celebrity.
I think so.
We're nobody, so.
We're the Portugal corner.
We're the corner, man.
Okay, we're the corner.
Hey, we should say, hey, we're the corner, guys.
He's like, what? Who the fuck?
Let's draw another
Okay, crazy guys. I like your jerseys.
Open wide for the soccer!
Just about to go out of it.
We have top players.
Portugal.
Now tell me, do you guys go to the Portuguese parade in Benfica jerseys or Portugal jerseys?
Portugal jerseys. This isn't about Benfica.
Oh.
I do it Benfica isn't. On my days off.
It
on
isn't.
My other
it
days.
Isn't.
But it's accepted. If you did, more power to you.
Hey, I saw some great jerseys through the streets there. I saw a guy in a Guimarães jersey. I walked over. I gave him a thumbs up. I saw a guy in a Braga jersey. I gave him some respect. See a lot of jerseys on the streets.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I respect those if you want to do your club, yeah. But it's Portugal Day. I wear my Portugal jersey.
Yeah, I wore my Figo jersey.
I was going to wear just a t-shirt that said Portugal on it because I didn't want to do a jersey this year. Wanted to look more casual for the rest of the day that was coming ahead because it's a long day. But I had the perfect jersey. I had Portugal, Bernardo, and they were playing. City was playing that
Champions
day.
Champions League final.
So I had they have to take the pencil out of my hands. But I talk so much better with it.
It helps you?
It helps. But I have these fake glasses that no one can see that it's also helping me talk. And I can use these as kind of a talking prompt.
No, you can't.
Yes, it makes me smarter.
Hold up.
Have you ever been in a discussion with folded up glasses, everyone? I highly recommend it.
All right, before you get anywhere else, welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 112? My name is Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Chris.
And we're going to talk about Portuguese stuff. And we already started Portuguese Day Parade in Toronto. Happy Portugal Day. It's a couple days later.
I was doing a lot of sues that day, I think.
Nice. I don't think I did one.
Oh, we went to the TFC game later. We're doing a lot of sues there.
That's a good place to sue.
Yeah. We'll get to the TFC game later.
Well, do you have a favorite float? Remember any notable? Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get any free bread, free sumo?
Man,
we could have got in on the sumo, but it's more for the kids. They're giving it to the kids.
Sumo's for the kids. There was a Nova Air there. I could have bought my own sumo. The lineup was out the door, though, but, if I wanted to.
I was very jealous. I didn't get to go to the parade. I was working in the morning, but we went to Dundas West Fest at night, and I kept seeing all these people with the sumo hats, the little straw hats, and I was like, I want a sumo hat.
I regretted not getting. They were giving out sumo sunglasses, and I'm sure they would have said a little sumo, perfect for the beach.
Yeah,
and I missed that opportunity too.
Were they scratch and sniff?
Scratch and sniff. No, I've never heard.
They smell like sumo.
Sumo scratch and sniff sunglasses. Mm.
Laranja.
But yeah, it was a very fun day. Nice to see all the Portuguese people out and about in Toronto. It's weird at night because now it's not Portuguese at night. It's not Portuguese at night.
Not really.
But there's still remnants of all the Portuguese people walking around, and you're like, you see them in their jerseys, and you're like, oh, that's weird.
They're all mixed up with the hipsters.
All the hipsters.
You see some old
there.
Portuguese guys, they're very confused. They're like, what is this?
Yeah.
This isn't how it used to be.
They're hanging out outside Amigos, though. They're having a good time.
Well, that's far down the road.
Yeah, that's
I never got
down.
That. I wish I got that far up. That's right at Lansdowne.
Yeah.
That's the end.
That's the Tim Quash.
You never walked to the end?
Actually, that's the beginning.
Tomato, tomato. Guy.
Change your mindset.
This guy got me flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, why don't you look at the city from a different point of view, brother?
The city starts at Lansdowne.
Yeah, brother. That's the entrance.
I didn't go into the park. Do you guys go into the park?
Bellwoods?
Bellwoods? Bellwoods? No. Do they still do stuff there?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
And a Bylon was there.
I bought a pineapple, and I drank out of that with a big straw.
Oh, you did the fruit drink.
Yeah. Ooh, just like Rafa.
Just like Rafa. They didn't have coconuts, though.
Oh.
Let me give a public service announcement everybody.
No.
Let him do it.
People are starting to do these little capsule shrooms now, and maybe even gummy shrooms. They're all over the city, guys. There's a reason this is a class 9 narcotic, okay? This should not be given out to people at all. Okay, I'm just warning you. I'm just saying you don't know what could happen.
Hey, Justin.
You might have to leave.
You get a head full of fungus and you end up at a Toronto FC game.
Hey, Justin, next time, start slow, all right?
Okay, you might have to leave the Due West Fest at like midnight.
I had a great time on those things.
Hey, I never said I took them.
Oh, other people are doing them.
Other
someone.
People.
He Me. Heard this is from someone else told him.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah, he had a really worried friend.
A friend who's not me. That's what the internet used to say. I have a friend who's not me. And you would type, and they're going through this.
No, you say asking for a friend.
Ask, yeah.
Classic.
In other news, Nike no longer going to be the shirt. A sponsor for Portugal is going to be Puma.
Puma.
I'm going to miss Nike.
I don't think I will.
Oh, really? Wow. You're done with Nike.
They had some good ones over the year, but now they're just getting repetitive, and they just work off of like a standard jersey that they just give to everyone.
Well, they do a template. Puma does template, too.
Yeah,
they have a template system.
Yeah.
I think they all do, yeah.
Yeah, Puma does that. Puma is very hit or miss. Like, sometimes they do some really nice ones. Sometimes it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? This is disgusting.
But what did you say in the group chat? You said, what'd you say? I'm excited for what they bring to the table.
Yeah. I want to see what they do because I've seen them do some great stuff.
Okay.
And we're ready for change, I think, also. With this last one with the slash green, which I don't mind so much now, but at first we were very appalled by it.
The bandana.
Yes, that's right. People were saying curiously, well, you know, they had Figo, who was Portuguese for a long time, you know, and then they had moved into Cristiano Ronaldo as a big, big name that they had.
Is this why Ronaldo's like pretty much on the outs? Like, he's obviously still there, but like,
I don't know. It's up to Nike to renew. You think it was the FPF who's like, we'll get more money from Puma?
Well, I heard their contract's ending with Nike, and Puma swooped in and offered more money.
Okay. They got swooped.
Take the money. We'll take the money.
Yeah.
Swoop.
FPF would love more money.
And interestingly enough, the I don't know if it's related, but we're going to be using, which I like, Puma balls next year in the Portuguese league. I think that'll be pretty. I don't. Select was okay. The second one, the blue one, was pretty nice, but I think I like Puma. Like a Puma.
You find you play better with a Puma?
I think Benfica with a Puma.
You think it suits more their play style?
That's right. That's correct. Yes.
You know who's going to love this? Braga. Bruma with a Puma.
Bruma with a Puma.
Okay.
Master of the Puma.
Yep.
You guys have a favorite Nike shirt?
Exactly. Favorite Nike shirt of your time?
I don't know the years by heart.
Is this one even real?
Yeah, I have that. You have that, don't you?
No, I don't.
I think Dad has that, and it's the only one he wears.
Oh, yeah, that your dad wears
that.
Was that
Euro 08 we're talking about?
I don't know. We can't use this.
Yeah, don't use this part. But I like those ones with the crosses that it's pretty religious, very Catholic. I like those cross vibes.
Half of it's green, half red.
Looking back, you know which one was weak? The winning one. The Euro 2016 one.
Yeah, but it's only special because we won with it. Yeah.
Other than that, there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
People during 2016, so many people had the teal one, and we were like, why does everyone have this teal one?
Hey, those bros were still, they were at the parade. Come on.
The teal
they
guys, yeah?
They were out. The teal boys?
Yeah.
Always. I'd say my 1 and 2 for the past couple years, 04 and 06, probably the best teams that we had.
Yeah,
also.
But don't conflate the shirt with the team.
Not conflating the shirt with the team, but it's also, I don't know, that's when I really started getting into soccer. So those jerseys just meant more to me.
04, I remember when it dropped and it had that circle around the numbers. We're like, what is this? And now it's like, that
classic.
This one's great.
Bring that
I
back.
I love the 04. It had all the little crests in the background, too, of the shirt.
Yeah.
They were ahead of their time.
They went macro.
Macro dose.
Micro macro.
Do not. Macro dose, micro dose. Keep it to micro, everyone.
But also, I hate the 2002 one because we played so bad in it. And also, I just kind of don't like it.
That one in the top right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that Dad always wears.
Yeah.
If I could
get his original one.
If I could get one of these jerseys in the past I didn't have a chance to and it's on eBay, I'm picking up that white 2002 one with a Rui Costa on it. I think I like
really?
That.
Really? You like the white 2002?
Yeah.
I want to go
they
back.
Never wore the white.
I'm going to go back to white away, blue trim, blue shorts, nice Azorian call through.
Justin likes the blue trim.
Dude,
yeah.
we need more of that. Uh-huh. We need more of that.
I bet Puma will bring that.
The white
table.
Should always have blue trim.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching South Korea versus Italy mm-hmm. in the under 20 World Cup. It was a crazy game, actually. Like the second half, it went to extra time. One goal looked like it went in. They didn't call it. But Italy's wearing these Adidas jerseys now. They moved from Puma to Adidas. Yep. They don't look good in Adidas.
No.
And they look like Greece. I said, I tweeted, it didn't get any likes or any, no one noticed I tweeted it. But it said, why is Italy dressed like Greece? And they were. They looked like Greece.
Was it the marble kits?
I like a marble.
The marble kits are beautiful. All right, moving on.
That was the jersey corner.
Also on Portugal Day, the UCL final 1-0 win for Man City against Inter Milan.
Internacional, eh?
Yes. Our boys Bernardo and Ruben Diaz pick up the trophy. They win the treble.
With a big help from Ederson, who's made in Seychelles, as they call him. But I think, did we buy him off some smaller team?
Of course he did.
I don't think we made him, yeah.
Yeah.
We just kind of bought him.
Yeah, he was made in Brazil, I think. But
definitely.
You guys sculpted him.
We scooped him, actually.
Scooped and sculpted.
We did the old scoop and sculpt. And he saved their ass like three times. Inter shouldn't even have any chances, but they did. And
Lukaku blocked a couple chances himself.
City's second goalkeeper, Lukaku.
Yeah, of course.
That guy's such a fucking mongoloid. What's he doing?
Just been in bad luck past couple of years. Just not really. I mean, he scored some goals. He scored on us. Scored on you to get here. But
don't mention it. Don't. Why are you bringing that
hey,
back
don't mention
up?
It.
I'm sorry.
Stop ripping up old wounds for Justin.
Yeah. Bernardo kind of gets the assist. He puts the ball in play. Hits off a defender. Rodri smacks it in. So, yeah. Bernardo kind of gets the credit there.
Yeah, and Rodri wrapped the ball around that guy's butt.
Yeah.
It was so close to his butt. The guy was a couple squats away from saving it.
Oh!
He just juiced his butt up a little more.
A little bit more juice in the butt, he would have bounced off.
Missed squat day.
Or he could have.
But then Rodri would adjust his shot for the bigger butt.
Yeah. But why didn't the guy with the small butt use his, like, hip movement and kind of, like...
Twerk?
Twerk it a little bit, yeah. Kind of make
that ball out.
Kind of clap those cheeks, make a bounce, and then maybe you could have got some deflection off that.
And that's a strategy we need to implement more in soccer.
And that's why twerking. I'm having Cardi B and a Nicki Minaj as my
center
two center backs. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Megan Thee Stallion with three. You get a three back.
Well, that's who Lukaku's been hanging out with.
Yes, she was there.
Full circle.
I saw that Lukaku's wearing like a white T-shirt under his jersey. I'm like, he's gonna like. If he scores, which he's not, he's going to, like, show something that says something on his shirt.
No chances for that. Mm. You got to score, buddy.
It's like, I heart Megan Thee Stallion.
Maybe. What else could be under there?
Does he have a thing with Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, well, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
They're boinking.
Wow.
Sounds like he's a pimp.
Well, pimps can't play soccer, apparently.
I mean, he must have some kind of rhythm, some kind of stroke.
Well, he's not saving it for the pitch. I'll tell you that much.
Rodri was man of the match with that goal. Big game for both the pork chops, as he said before. No Cancelo. I think he gets a medal because I think he played enough games at the beginning of the season.
I think you got to play those elimination games to get a medal. You play group stage?
There's a thing about getting it and deserving it.
Hey, if you can only get to the elimination round by going through the group stage, right?
I don't think you want that if you're João Cancelo.
I do.
You want it?
If I was João Cancelo, yeah.
Like, you gonna tell people I won the Champions League with Manchester City when
no,
I was
say,
on Bayern Munich?
You're not gonna tell people.
I'd say I helped these fools get there. Yeah. That's what I'd say.
And you put on your resume and say, that's my quote. And then when you move to a new team, you say, now you have to pay as much as the last team, if not more. Because
right.
That's my quote.
Yes.
This is a new standard in town.
Yeah. Kevin De Bruyne got injured in the final again. He walks off early. I think in the first half, Phil Foden comes on, takes his place, and they do fine. They're good. Mm. Apparently been playing with a messed up hamstring for the past couple, like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's been nursing an injury. Foden got like a nice chance there and he just kind of whiffed on it. It wasn't a very good shot.
A little soft.
He's young. He's young.
He's young, but maybe this is as good as he's going to get.
No, he's got time.
He's talented.
Was this his first Champions League final?
He might have been there in the last one, but I don't think he played. He'd probably be like a surprise sub.
He's going to be great. He'll be great next year.
Yeah, he will. He is great. Haaland, destined for the Ballon d'Or?
That'd be crazy.
Dude, yeah, maybe.
The treble?
Maybe, except Otamendi won the Portuguese League and the World Cup. Who else did that?
Ah, that's true.
Enzo didn't.
Yeah.
But God did. Have you guys seen DJ Khaled play golf? It's amazing.
No.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Bernardo, in an interview, someone asked if you could take any English player to join the Portuguese national team. And Bernardo said, I would take John Stones.
Wow.
Loves him.
What?
Well, we have been looking for someone to play with Ruben Dias. Yes.
Oh, that's a great partnership right there.
Mm-hmm. Bernardo loves John Stones. And you know what? Jack Grealish loves Bernardo Silva. So, yes. You know. I think it was a bit of a love fest for Bernardo at the end of this year because I think everyone feels like he's going to go, maybe. So,
and they want him to stay.
But it's kind of a Ruben Neves situation. He says this at the end of every year. Pep will have a meeting with him. Maybe he'll stay, but maybe he'll go.
Bernardo is more lovable, maybe because he's just a little tinier.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
And he's fucking intuitive. He's intuitive. Have you seen Pep say that?
Fucking
about him?
Gets it, bro.
Yeah. He is so intelligent. He is so intelligent on the pitch. This is my bad Pep impression.
I like that. I think you did a good job.
Okay, thank you.
Killing it.
We will be there.
No matter what, we will be there. We're going to get new quotes for the beginning song next year. I'm going to put them all together over the summer. I think that's going to be on it.
Okay.
And if you guys got some suggestions out there in the listener land, throw them in. Famous football quotes.
All right.
Straight from listener land. Imported.
Anything else on Champions League final?
Shout out to the boys, I guess. You know?
You guys did a lot of cheering for them. A lot of people didn't want City to win it. It was a treble.
Saw a lot of Inter jerseys out in the streets too.
Well, there was a lot of Italians in this city.
Yeah, I have an Inter jersey. I should have worn it that day.
I wore my City jersey. Because I love Bernardo, I bought Bernardo jersey.
And you know, Bernardo, I'm happy he's gonna leave on a good note. If he does leave, his mission is complete. He's been there long enough. He was at that first season when they made that show a bunch of years ago. He was a rookie, and you know, he's put in his time.
This is my other thing. Like, if you're Pep, where else can you go? You're at the team with the best striker in the world, KDB, arguably one of the best midfielders in the world, Ruben Dias, like, what team can you go to that you're like, I can improve this team? Like,
go to any other team.
No, what I'm saying, like, what's the point of leaving? It's like, you have the best shit in the world. Like,
prove it, you can do it with a shittier team.
No, he doesn't want to do that. He went from Barcelona with Messi to Bayern to City.
No, he's a princess. He has the best teams in the world. Do it with a shittier team.
Yeah.
No. We have the craziest thing ever in football. He makes an agreement with Jose Mourinho. He says, I'm going to take over Roma. You take over City. And they flip, and then they say, this settles it all.
Who can win now?
The war to settle the score. And then that's it.
Hmm. Hey, nice rhyme.
I think it's from wrestling when I was a kid.
Oh.
All right. Speaking of Mourinho, Europa final ends in penalties as Roma loses to Sevilla. Dybala strikes first, but Roma failed to park the bus, and Rui Patricio can't make any saves when they get down to penalties.
I had $350 riding on this. Whoa. I bet like a year ago I put money on Roma to win.
Down to the final. Horrendous handball ignored by referee Anthony Taylor. Jose handed a ban after the game for calling him a disgrace.
He waited outside. It was like a video. Remember the video of him going to Materazzi after the game? Except this was him waiting for the ref and to swear at him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like WWE.
Yeah. It's all the whole thing's WWE. But WWF, it used to be called. The penalty, guess you'd call it the infraction that they gave on Rui Patricio,
moving forward.
He saved it, and they take that away from him.
That was stupid.
The guy could never save another penalty in his life.
That was so dumb.
Yeah.
It felt rigged after that, didn't it?
It leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth after that.
Yeah. But that handball was just so bad. How did VAR not call it? How did the ref not want to look at it? Like, that's just reeking of corruption.
It can't be subjective. The way they started doing handball and the way it's like been in Europe until this point, it can't be subjective anymore. It touches the guy's hand, that's it.
But his hand was out flailing about.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
That's where you can look and say, what's going on here? They got to have, what do you say? Cameras. I want to know the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We need to listen.
Body cams.
Body cams, body mics. But also like,
ref are police and they should have body cams.
Yeah. But also like, man, what? You need to give another trophy to Sevilla? Like, what was the end game here? They don't want Roma to win it? Why?
It's because it's Jose. They hate us. They hate us because we're too fucking good. And just to piggyback on your point, Evan, it was the most boring result that could have happened.
Yeah.
Just in terms of world football. Exciting thing, Roma goes back-to-back conference in Europa League. Boring, Sevilla wins it again.
Lots of Portuguese league presence at the game. Fernando celebrates. I don't know if you guys remember Fernando. He was a center defensive mid at Porto. He also went to City after. He had ended up at Sevilla. Celebrates wearing a Brazil and Portugal flag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
how do you wear two flags?
He had the double flag going on.
Interesting.
Alex Tiel's also there. Oliver Torres, Matic, Patricio, Jose Mourinho, obviously, and Fernando, and then Acuna, who was on Sevilla but suspended for the game. So a lot of former Primeira Liga boys there.
Europa League, that's their jam.
That's their jam. And then I think West Ham won the conference.
That's right, yeah.
Who did they beat?
Fiorentina. Fiorentina. I'm wearing the Fiorentina kit. Fiorentina. You know why? Because I thought they won. Really? I've been upset. I haven't slept since the parade, guys.
It's all purple teams.
Yeah, it's all purple to me.
Yeah.
I kept saying throughout the whole second half of the season, because I don't know what I'm talking about, that I feel like Jose is going to do PSG. And PSG said, no, we're going to do something else, actually. We're going to get, what was it?
They haven't got anyone yet, I think.
They got no one.
Jiminy Cricket.
Burp, burp.
I thought they hired a guy.
Nope. Chelsea hired Pochettino. No, Mourinho was walking off the pitch, and he said, I'm staying.
Me right here. He did the me right here. But you know how Enzo did that, too, right?
That's true.
You can't trust anyone after Enzo.
Doesn't mean shit. Moving on to Portugal, the Taça final. Porto proved to be the Taça Masters, winning everything in Portugal other than the league. Final at Jamor between Braga and Porto ends 2-0 for the Dragons, alongside two red cards for each team. So how many trophies did Benfica win?
We won one big one. So the one we won was bigger than those two.
Porto won a treble. We got a Super Cup. We got a Taça.
That's Jose Mourinho counting when he counts the Super Cup. He's like, I won three trophies with Manchester United.
We got all the Taças, brother.
You know, Porto, for this one, Porto actually cheated for this game. I heard on their way down to Lisbon, they stopped at Fátima. You should not be allowed to do that.
What?
That's cheating.
I agree.
Stopping and praying in Fátima, that gives you extra power.
Braga could have done it. Who stopped Braga? Could've.
Yeah, they forgot.
They didn't, yeah.
They forgot. That's
on Braga, I guess.
That's where they effed up. Yeah.
It sounds like they did their due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Goal scorers were Otavio and then an own goal from Andre Horta. Wendell sent off in the 62nd and then Niakate in the 79th. Porto overachieving this season, still picking up a lot of silverware, despite, you know, a weakened squad from last year.
I'm watching this game, and I'm going, Braga didn't play like this against Benfica. They played fucking amazing against Benfica.
Well, you could say Benfica didn't play like Porto did against Braga.
Maybe. But why can't this team do us one goddamn favor in their life? Like, just win something, for fuck's sake. Like, win the game, man. These losers, bunch of losers. Never trust Braga.
They were up. They had their chance. Porto had a red card. What did they do? They wanted a red card also.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're a bunch of losing losers. It makes me sick.
Hey, take it easy with the losing losers.
Conte Sound says he's leaving if he doesn't get cash to reinvigorate the team. Nuno Pinto da Costa claims that Conte Sound will be staying. But yeah, he says, give me that money or I'm out the door.
Give me that.
Where's he going to stay? Where's he going to go? Who's going to hire him when he's screaming up and down the pitch like we were at the TFC game?
Napoli.
Napoli.
Spalletti
maybe.
Said, I'm done for now. I'm taking some years off.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, this is too much.
You know, also, you know, he has Inter connections, right? Like he was a player for Inter. He was a player for Lazio.
Inter's
Lazio has a good coach.
Inter's coach just took him to the Champions League final. You think they're going to replace him anytime soon?
Yeah, but I don't think that guy knows what he's doing.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah.
That was a fluke. But Lazio is a fluke season for them too. And Napoli got a squad. They got a squad and they're going to sell some players for a lot of money, so they're going to reinvest.
That'd be a good move.
Maybe. I don't even know if they were looking at him, but you know, Sergio Conceição, he's proven that he's a good coach. Can't say anything to the opposite. You know, he's a good coach.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a good coach.
I think when you say he's a good coach, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
I think Italy would be a good move for him if he's going to make the move.
Yeah.
Or Brazil. They like they no,
don't go to Brazil.
They step down.
They hate when the Portuguese are yelling on the sidelines in Brazil, right?
There was a moment when Abel Ferreira got asked about the PSG job, and he just stood up and left the press conference. So he might be going to PSG, but I even think that's a long shot.
They have Portuguese connections, though, there, right? The Monaco guy used to be head charge of Monaco guy.
No, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I just think it's improbable. Taremi on social media makes a couple statements saying he loved his time in Porto. Past tense.
A goodbye message, if you will.
Maybe. He's in the past tense, so.
I got a place for him that's dishing out a lot of money that I don't think I'm talking out of turn here, but would suit him and his lifestyle very well, and that would be Saudi.
Al Nassr?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Take the money, brother. Take the money and run. Go run with Ronaldo and Benzema. Actually, him behind Benzema, Nuno Espirito Santo? Whew. That'd be a great strike partner.
Now they're cooking.
Yeah. Now they're cooking. They're cooking lamb over there or something. Yep.
They're cooking kebabs. Koftas.
Yeah.
Love them.
Koftas?
I asked the Porto podcast, is Taremi a legend? They said yes.
Wow. Oh.
They said yes.
Oh. You heard it here first.
Well, second. They said it on their podcast.
They said it on theirs?
Yeah.
Oh, you said you asked
And you said
them.
It here.
I asked them.
He asked them on their podcast via their write-in question segment.
Yes.
Ooh.
Rui said, yes, he's a legend.
Damn.
Wow, they're giving legend status to anyone in that shit club nowadays.
Marítimo gets eliminated from the Primeira Liga in a two-game playoff against Estrela Amadora. 2-1 in both games leads to penalties where Marítimo chokes real hard.
Dude, this is freaking crazy. I didn't even know they did this.
Yep.
Have they always been doing this?
They've been doing it.
A two-leg playoff system thing? Oh, my God.
I like it.
Where have I been?
It's exciting.
Chris, with what you don't know, they could fill a warehouse. I swear to God about this show.
It's great to have a guy that is surprised by things.
Yeah.
Happy to be that guy for you guys, man. Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers to be the big old dummy.
Two-game playoff. And it's the second year in a row now, maybe more than that. But last year, Chaves won the playoff against Moreirense. And this year, Estrela Amadora beats Marítimo.
Wow.
The first division team just can't hack it.
It kind of makes sense. They're already down bad.
Yeah, they're in a shit place. The other team's, like, jacked up from, you know, finishing so well.
Yeah. Third place, they're feeling good.
It's a trend.
It's a trend.
It's a weird thing because it's like, man, what's the worst that's going to happen if we lose? It's like we go to the second division and we're fucking kings. We're royalty down there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't just, not everyone just goes back up.
Would you be the best of the worst or the worst of the best?
Be the best of the worst.
What would you rather be?
But Chris, don't you know what happens? Like, you lose half your players. If they're good enough to play in the first division, they say, I want to keep playing in the first division. I'm not playing in the second division.
Yeah, are they good enough, though? They just got relegated.
But you tell your players, we're going right back up. Stay with this project.
Yeah.
I think Marítimo could go right back up.
And then you look at them, El Marítimo, and you say, hey, you're going to move all that shit in your apartment from this tiny little island somewhere else? That's too much work. It's too expensive, bro.
The moving thing is a big factor. I've said this before.
Huge factor.
You got to call your friends to help you. It's a whole thing. You just rather just stay.
Yeah.
No, they can. You think they got the money to pay for the shipping?
Dude, I saw a video of Uribe. Yeah. He's moving out of Porto because he's leaving Porto. All the shit he was bringing on the plane, he had a train full of suitcases.
What?
That's a whole ordeal.
You move your whole life? When you're moving from one team, you're moving to another place? Man, you've been there for five...
If you're rich, though, you
dude, you've been at a team for five, 10 years.
Bring all my cars. Put it on the plane. I don't care.
Put it in the container.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't he just keep the house? Real estate is like the best investment you can make. Keep the house. Buy another damn house.
Oh, damn.
Does he have that kind of
sometimes
casual?
Sometimes these guys, they live above their means, right? So they're stretched very thin. Credit cards, this and that, debt. So, you know, they might be renting as well.
You can shuffle around. Yeah, you can rent. You can always rent.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's smarter to rent.
I'm sure he's got enough money to own a house one place and rent another place.
Most likely.
Let's call him up.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You still got his number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Ring.
Hola.
Hey, man. Do you rent or you got a place over there in Porto?
I don't know. Maybe I got to rent, I think.
Okay. All right, that's all we want to know. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, okay. All right. I kind of want to ask my question. That's okay.
You want to ask him a question? He doesn't like talking for a long time.
Yeah. He's just
He's kind of shy.
Patrick, leave him alone, all right?
Okay.
We can't keep calling him every time we have a question.
He just moved. He's setting up a new house.
He was busy, actually. You couldn't hear the movers in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Zadash on Maritimo. Scored a really nice goal in the second leg there at home. They scored again in like the 95th minute to push to extra time. A lot of people online were saying, man, this game is more entertaining than the Champions League final.
And it was.
Yeah. Well, it's like one team has something to play for, and the Champions League final is very conservative style.
Both teams trying not to lose this game.
Yeah. It's going to be the first time in 39 years that there are no island teams in the first division. 38 years that Maritimo have been up.
That's sad. So in the year of Rob Peixe.
Year of Rob
Peixe. We lost the islands.
How could we? How could we lose?
Or maybe they'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
So I thought halfway through the second half of the season, now see, here's Chris, here's something I don't know. I thought Nacional was poised to come up. They collapsed.
Yeah. I thought they were on the way up too. I remember talking about that many times.
Maybe that was last year. Was that this year?
So they finished in 13th place, so pretty far off the top.
13th?
Ah, bad season.
What the fuck?
Bad season. I swear they were coming up. I remember that being talked about many times.
They look good though, man. That was a good 13th.
It's a solid 13th finish.
Great 13th in the second division.
Yeah. We're looking good. I mean,
fuck. Who finishes 13th in the F1? Piastri? No.
Albon,
maybe.
Yeah, they're the Albon of the up and coming.
Yeah.
And Ferenc is going up?
Oh, we love that. Yeah, they are.
Back right where we belong.
That'll be fun for sure. No Ryan Gold, though.
Get Ryan Gold on the phone. You got to come back.
They can't give him Vancouver Whitecaps money.
You want Justin to call him?
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Nah, we don't got time. Hey, we don't got time for the show.
He's busy. Yeah, time difference and all that. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Actually, he just won the Canadian Championship with Vancouver.
They did. Dude, the saves in that game were spectacular. That was some of the best goalkeeper I've seen in a long time.
Vancouver goalie?
Both teams. Great saves.
That's
on both
fun
sides.
To watch.
Patrice. I saw Courtois in the last Champions League final, the one before this. So I'm gonna pick that one over it. But.
Yeah, he's okay.
What? Last year?
Yeah.
Patrice Evra, apparently a big Amadora supporter. Is he on the ownership?
Yeah, he owns part.
He's the ownership group.
Okay. Yeah, he's very invested. He made a personal video online saying, "I cannot come to this final game in Maritimo. I have to do some
other important business."
I think he played a charity game.
He played a charity game, yeah.
That's what he had to go do. No,
those are fun,
nice.
Though.
That's a commitment. You get to go see your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fun guy, man. He always goes, "I love this game."
Yeah, he talks a lot of shit, too. I like Patrice Evra.
You guys see him slap the chicken?
Yeah.
No.
Everyone go watch Patrice Evra slapping chicken video. It's not real live chicken. It's fruit. It's food.
Meat.
It's food.
It's very sexual.
Yeah. What? Like a chicken breast?
It's horny, yeah.
A filet.
Ooh.
I think it's the whole rotisserie.
And he slaps it?
That's how you get the spice on it. But he did it like he's spanking it. Like bad chicken.
He's about to fuck it.
Yeah.
Bad chicken.
Okay.
That's how you get salmonella, though. I do not recommend that.
Yeah. Personal experience, do not fuck a raw chicken.
No. Yeah. You never specified whether it was raw or cooked. In my head, I was thinking cooked.
Mm. I thought raw. Anyways.
Hey, you all,
I knew it was raw.
You also thought a text that was sent at 3:30 last night that said, "I'm good for the pod tomorrow," meant Tuesday. So we don't know.
I woke up and it was Monday morning and it said tomorrow.
Evan, everybody knows when you send a text at 3 a.m., you say tomorrow. Like, that person hasn't gone to bed yet.
Yeah.
So the next day only starts after they go to bed.
Okay.
Yes. I knew that, yeah.
Yeah. Classic street rules.
Even if you haven't slept since Saturday morning.
Technically, it's still Saturday for you.
That's correct.
Other relegation news. Auge Belenenses up to the second division, while BSAD relegated down to the third. Would have been fun to see them face off against each other in the second division, but BSAD just suck.
And it'll never happen. BSAD dissolved and moved with another team, I think. Joined
again.
Forces.
Guys suck.
And who'd they join forces with? Some other like
Colva Piedad?
Okay, and what's their team name gonna be? Do you know about this?
Be sadder.
Be sadder. Yeah.
There's just no more be sad. Yeah. And they just fused with that Colva team.
Yeah. Because they said, "We have no fans, but we have players.
Nobody supports us."
And that Colva team is like, "Well, we have fans, we have one fan. This is an old guy, and we need players. So
exactly, yeah.
So they formed Ultimate Sadness.
Yes,
Depression.
And B-Sad had that guy with the big head.
Yes, that's one of our jokes of the year.
I love that picture.
Big head. Kökçü to Benfica, most expensive transfer ever for a Portuguese team, $30 million from PSV.
We got Kökçü.
Yep.
Yes.
Schmidt. We've always wanted him.
I've never
him.
Known who he was before.
We've always wanted him. I've been saying for years, this guy's a hidden gem in Feyenoord.
I thought it was at PSV.
Nah, pa. No, he's not Feyenoord. He played with Arsenis. Schmidt knows him from the Dutch league, but he never coached him yet. Schmidt coached PSV, and that's a Feyenoord jersey.
Oh, okay, same. I thought you were saying Fenerbahce. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, because he's Turkish. I understand. Yeah. I understand your line of
Feyenoord could be confused with Fenerbahce.
And this line of thinking makes more sense to me than the yes. time one. And
I'm leaving this all
cut,
in.
No, you can cut.
No,
all
no, no.
This.
I'm leaving this all in.
Oh man, you look like an idiot.
I don't care.
Oh, cool. I respect that. Oh, I wish I could be like that.
Oh, what, to the 10 guys who listen to this?
Whoa.
I think,
dude, if I edit this podcast, all that would be of me is Patrick.
Genius. I never make any mistakes. Okay, but the guys that what do you guys call him?
Kökçü.
Kökçü.
He hasn't done the video where he says how to say his name yet.
Yeah, and we need that.
I can promise you we're all saying it wrong because there's two little dots above the O. There's two little dots above the U, and there's a little squiggly under the C. So.
And that's what I'm giving is true, and then the cook is not, cock. You know, cock. And then the U.
Cook.
With the umlaut over,
Kökçü.
I think that's you.
This man has two umlauts.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with those.
He's got lots of umlauts.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a great name. It's a beautiful name. It's a name that Benfiquistas are going to be saying for years and years and years. And who knows? But I hope he does well. Schmidt has watched him play in the Dutch league.
And we trust Schmidt. Schmidt grabbed Arsenis, and we love Arsenis.
In Schmidt, we trust. I would like a player better than Arsenis, but yes.
You love Arsenis? You've been ripping on this man all season.
No, Arsenis has been good.
He had a bad spell. It was only a couple games, but he did very well the whole season.
So wait, next year you guys are gonna run Kökçü and João Neves?
I think this guy goes a little more attacking by the looks of it. He's got very good dribbling. Front.
He's a number 10.
He's a number 10.
He takes João Mario. João Mario, done.
Maybe.
Backup. Substitute. Or, he's your new Pizzi.
Or Mario on the wing, like he's done before.
We don't know what the setup is, but all we know is in Schmidt we trust. We win the league. We follow that up by buying the most expensive player ever, someone that the coach really wanted. A big get for us. And you know what? You know what I call that, Chris?
Tell me.
It's like the car said, let the good times roll, brother. They didn't put a brother in that song, but I added that.
A lot of people cover that song, too. Jimi Hendrix said that as well.
Ooh.
But I say let the good times roll.
And I'm agreeing with you right now, brother.
Okay.
Dude, but what a statement. I feel like no Portuguese team... I mean, Porto kind of did that last year with Carmo. They won the league, and they're like, we're going to splash the money for Carmo. And they spent $20 million on him, which did not go well, but give the boy time. But, yeah, for Rui Costa, just as an owner... Like,
yeah, man.
That's it. He's not the owner.
I said. We got to keep going. We got to spend. We got to go harder. Next
he's
year.
Not the owner. He's the president. But he president. Said... You know who owns the club? The people. And... He said, they want me to spend. They want to win more. They want 39, and then I'm going to take them to 40. And you know what I say to that? Let the good times roll.
All right.
I like how Schmidt said it, like, I'm not leaving before we got 40.
All right. And he wants...
I'm going to get 40 here.
And he has a 3-year contract, so you know what? Better keep them all going.
Going back to back to back to back. Yeah, good luck, brother.
No, we want another Tetra, man. We should have got a sink. We should have got the, whatever, the Penta.
But yeah, it would have been Penta.
They cheaped out on us. They cheaped out on us, brother.
Yep, the old guy. Sporting news, Ugarte set for PSG, I believe. Either way, he's not staying. He lost ties with Chelsea. Apparently, he's too expensive or, I don't know, whatever disarray Chelsea's in. Maybe Pochettino didn't want him.
What a bad lie. Chelsea, with all the money in the entire world, like, you're too expensive. actually, I can't afford that one.
Wait, didn't you just spend a whole bunch of money?
We're broke, actually.
We spent all this money on João Felix so he could come here on loan.
Yeah.
But apparently they want to buy some Greek guy, maybe.
Yeah, we don't know his name, and we're not going to learn it. I think he's in championship, Coventry.
I think there's 20 umlauts in that guy's name.
The Greeks, I don't know if they're big umlaut people, but... No,
they're big on consonants. They need like 13 letters in their names.
And they're all Ks. And
the gyros.
Yes. And we're getting drunker as this podcast goes on. Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but thanks for coming along for the ride, because...
Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying whatever this is, just a reminder, share and subscribe to the podcast, as well as leave a rating and review. Helps other people find podcasts so it can continue to grow. Thank you for all the support and engagement.
I think next year we're going to blow.
We're gonna blow everywhere.
We're gonna try and do some video things. It's really gonna impress you guys.
Oh, you don't want to see our disgusting bodies on video.
That's what people want now. TikTok videos with you saying the most basic soccer thing. It's all in everyone's search bar, right? On Instagram and TikTok. Right?
So what are you telling me? You're telling me I gotta shower every Monday now?
Yeah, man. I gotta do my hair.
Jesus, bro. What the fuck?
Well, do you want to be as famous as, I don't know, who's
Men in Blazers?
Yeah.
Let's be Men in Blazers.
No, those guys have connects, man. That one guy's like a very famous producer, football producer.
Yeah.
Or like, sorry, TV producer.
Yeah, and how did he get there? He showered every Monday and he got ready for the camera.
Yeah.
Well, he probably, every day I think he
showering
showered.
Is the
he
key.
Might have showered every day, Chris. Do you?
Hey, man. Stop asking the tough questions. I'm not there yet.
The other guy is married to Nick Kroll's sister.
That's right.
That's crazy. Yeah.
They got connects. And Nick Kroll's family are billionaires.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Doing what?
I don't know.
More important stuff than
exploiting people.
How do you
become a billionaire exploiting people?
Moving on to England, the Manchesters go at it in the FA Cup final. 2-1 win for the Citizens as once again captain Ilkay Gundogan scores twice to seal the victory. Bruno Fernandes would score from the spot for the Devils. Yeah, they get a treble. We already talked about Champions League, obviously, but they get Premier League, FA Cup. And the
FA Cup is big.
I saw some Arsenal.
Arsenal wins it.
I saw some Arsenal supporters come out and say they're happy City did this because it devalues the one thing Manchester United had over everybody. It's like, good, now another team has done that. And then they say, we're still invincible. No one else has done that.
Yeah.
So I think that's where Arsenal fans come in on this.
Yes. What was it, the 96, 99?
1999
United team. The Beckham, the Giggs, the Nevilles, the
Solskjaers who scored the winning goal.
Solskjaers, yeah. And everyone's like, who has a better team? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Those guys in the 90s?
Well, you're not thinking that. We've had this discussion with Evan a few times about the play.
The game has changed.
Look how jacked Ruben Diaz is celebrating this. You think whoever was playing, you think Roy Keane was this jacked and this sexy as Ruben Diaz?
What does jacked and sexy have to do with playing good
for brother, it has a lot to do with it.
And you know Ruben Diaz was popping his shirt off. It didn't matter what the temperature was this day. That shirt's coming off.
Yeah. Well, it does look cold.
He looks, yeah.
Look at his
nipples.
That
might be rain?
It looks like it's Manchester. I'm sure it was probably raining.
It's always raining.
But, you know, when you're on the top of that parade and you got those kind of pecs and those kind of delts and those kind of biceps.
Look at this old man. He's trying to rip his pants down.
There's no choice but to pop that off. You got to pop that off.
He's holding up that trophy with one hand, too.
that's another part of it,
It's a dinky trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little dinky, but hey, it's silver.
United played like shit. They looked good when Garnacho came on. That guy put some life into the game. He had some good chances.
Yeah, he's talented. I don't know, man. That team, I've got no belief left in that squad.
They did way better than I thought this year. They impressed me.
I didn't think they would finish this high in the table.
They surpassed my expectations.
Yeah. Fair.
I think that team just needs, they got to trust in one coach and give him consistency. Like, they could have done it with Mourinho, but they didn't want to for some reason. He could have built a team. He built a few teams on Chelsea a few different times. He would have got them there, but they didn't want to get with unlimited money. You think he couldn't have got that team there? He was second. But yeah,
United spends a lot, but they spend it poorly.
The worst decision they ever did was do David Moyes right after Ferguson because they're both Scottish or whatever. That guy spent so much crap money on so many crap players.
I mean, at the time, who are you going to possibly get to replace
Fellaini?
First?
But like the guys he's buying are like Fellaini and stuff? Dude, what are
you know Fellaini in his contract? He couldn't cut his hair. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his brand.
Beautiful hair.
That was his brand. They said, you can't cut your hair. If you're going to play with us, if you cut your hair, you're losing all this money because they want to sell jerseys. They want to... It's despicable of
it. Yeah.
It was beautiful hair. You wanted him to cut it?
Well, let the man do whatever the hell he wants if they're going to win a trophy.
True.
But the hair did help his heading ability, I think.
I would.
You get an extra bounce.
No, disagree. Bald heads head the best.
Yeah. Oh.
There's too much cushion for the pushing.
Straight to the dome.
Dude. That's why Bernardo's a surprisingly good header of the ball, even though he's a short man. He's got very thin.
He's balding.
He's thinning.
Okay.
People don't respect the ding.
He's going to go. Is his contract over?
No, he's trying to go to Barcelona.
Bernardo's a smart man.
He's going to take a 6-month loan to Fenerbahce.
I think he's already been, personally. I think he's already been.
He's growing?
You've seen it. It's thicker than it was.
Okay.
Is that what we're calling it now? A loan to Fenerbahce?
Yeah, Turkish.
That's funny.
Turkish Airlines, man.
It's a euphemism, if you will.
In Italy, Lyon scores twice on the final day of the season, but the spotlight falls on Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who leaves AC Milan and retires. Guys, who's your favorite Zlatan?
Ooh.
On Sweden, he had some really good moments. I mean, that's the entire career, so it doesn't narrow down anything. I like when he played on PSG, honestly.
PSG years?
I'm going to say Inter, because that's probably where I watched them the most, because he was playing with Figo, and I watched those Figo games on Channel 35 all the time.
Same with me. I really like the Inter years. That's when he was, like, more up and coming as, like, this guy is, like, unreal. Like, he's doing crazy shit.
Also, wasn't there a spell on AC before...
Yeah.
Barcelona. He was on AC twice, right?
I think he went Barca to AC.
Yes.
On loan.
Barca to AC. And I feel like PSG. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners or whoever, I feel like that AC and PSG period is when he built that legend of, like, he started talking all crazy. Especially when he was on PSG. You're also missing the Galaxy 1 there.
Yeah, let's not forget Galaxy. Dude, he scored crazy goals against TFC.
That was amazing.
The debut was incredible.
That, like, first touch, like, rocket from half. Amazing.
The time I saw him in the hotel in Toronto, incredible.
For him, that was amazing.
For him, he ignored me when I said, hey, Zlatan. Yeah, that was great. And
he ignores everyone.
As he should. As he should. What?
He's Zlatan.
He's 6'5". What's he talking to me for?
Yeah.
And the Manchester United period was good. Reuniting with Mourinho.
I didn't like that period.
He won. He won the Europa League. Okay.
Good for them.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I didn't think he should have gone there. I don't know... I like that he went to throw down his chops in England, but I just feel, I don't know, United at the time, it just felt greasy.
I watched a little clip video of him explaining why he went, because everyone said he couldn't do it, and imagine if he failed, then it'll always be a stain on his legacy. He said, that's exactly why I want to do it.
Good.
Maybe he's only saying that retroactively, because he's a very smart man, but actually, it probably made him, it fueled him to want to go.
I respect it. Yeah. Zlatan moments.
I like the one that he just made in the in his final game. He went in... said something on the field, and like the Cagliari, I don't know, whatever small little Italian team was booing him, whistling him. And he said, keep whistling. This is the best season. This is the best moment of your guys' season. So why don't you keep whistling?
Yeah.
And I think he's great.
He's good at those little lines. Yeah.
He's got a lot of beautiful moments, right?
Yeah.
Was it LeBron James gave him a jersey? He signed it and gave it right back to him. That was amazing.
That's a good moment.
He had that commercial, the Jogo Bonito commercial with Ronaldo.
With Cristiano.
Great, yeah.
The one-page ad in LA Times that just said, you're welcome, I think it was. And how about the things he did on Sweden? I mean, when he played. I think it was the World Cup. He did that crazy sort of acrobatic kick over Christian Vieri's head. He lost to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he scored a crazy bicycle kick against England from like way out.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest goals I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. Yep.
Game against Sweden and Portugal, like, they were going head to head.
That's classic.
Those Zlatan and Ronaldo.
Those were back to back playoffs with Sweden, too, for the Euro and the World Cup.
Was it?
I think so.
No, I remember it was the World Cup one the famous one.
Yeah.
Where Cristiano got a hat trick and
Zlatan
got two, I think, on the free kick. And
that was a fantastic.
That was a crazy game.
That was Cristiano's legacy, mate. That made his legacy, too.
Oh, yeah. Big time. In Germany, Rafael Guerrero going to Bayern. We mentioned.
We hate this.
Fucking sluts.
Coward.
Yeah. Well, they're going to pay him more, I guess. He doesn't have to move very far, I guess.
This is why Dortmund will stay where they are always.
You know, someone made the point, I think, on Twitter that was like, oh, Bayern always do this. And then they said how many times Bayern has actually bought a player off Dortmund. But look at the ones they bought, though. It was Lewandowski. It's Guerrero. I can just think of Lewandowski and Guerrero right now, though.
Götze,
it was
Hummels.
Götze and Hummels. It was big.
Schüle.
It was anyone top that was helping, you know, Dortmund tremendously. So yeah, it's only happened a couple times. Like maybe it was those five total, but even those are a lot.
That's a lot. It's more than we're thinking. Do you want to Google it?
But they also said it's less than you think.
Those five right there is a lot.
That's enough.
Yeah.
For me, that's all I'm trying to say. I'm saying those five is enough.
They did Frings, TFC legend.
And Bar Milano legend.
Yes,
from when I worked at Bar Milano.
We know you've met every big soccer player in Toronto.
Yes, Bar Milano legend. We mustn't forget.
All right. Milano.
All right, moving on. In France, Messi. He's going to take his talents down to South Beach and join Inter Miami.
That's huge.
He's not going to Saudi. He turned down the bill. He's joining David Beckham's team.
It must go up to a bill or something. Like,
I'm sure.
The endorsements and everything he's going to get.
They're going to say you can own a team in Ohio one day.
Yeah.
They're going, and he'll never go to Ohio. You think Messi's going to be in Ohio? No.
No. And this is kind of more fun and exciting, I think.
Miami's a world-class city. Miami's a top city.
It's very Spanish.
Very Spanish, very party, you know? But also,
it's
for rich people. It's a city for rich people. Yeah. He's going to be rich. And more than that, he can have, it's less of a culture shock.
Yeah.
You know, and if he's scared of that, I think he's a scared little boy, really, deep down inside.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go over there. He's scared.
He's so scared. He said, I need Sergio Busquets. I need Luis Suarez. I need my best friends to come. So they're going
to
come.
Yeah, do you want him to go to Saudi?
I don't care. No. I couldn't care less about this man.
I think this is better than Saudi.
Better for us. We get to go watch him now.
Yeah.
He's not going to try, dude. This is going to be nothing. I was watching PTI, and they said, this is going to be big for a while, but we've seen Pelé come. We've seen all these players come. We've seen Cruyff come. It's like, it doesn't matter in the end of the day.
MLS is bigger than WSL or whatever it was.
Also, Inter Miami is dog shit. They're the worst team in the league. Yeah, they're going to get one of the best players in the world and as he turns 36. But, like, is he going to help them enough? I don't know.
No, they're last in the East.
They're terrible. They're awful. You know, that's just not enough.
You think they're polishing a turd?
They're polishing a turd.
Yeah.
They're putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
They got time. Maybe they'll make some more signings, turn this whole thing around.
I thought of another thing that might have been his sort of thinking, trying to get into the head of Lionel Messi, the tiny, tiny head of Lionel Messi. But I don't think this qualifies because, the flight from Miami to Buenos Aires is much shorter.
Yes.
But I think he spends all his time in Europe, you know? And Saudi and Riyadh is as close to Barcelona.
You know what the other problem is? That CONMEBOL, the South American federation, they want Messi to score more goals than Ronaldo has for Portugal because they keep setting up games with like Indonesia. They're like, Argentina is going to play Indonesia in a friendly. And you're like, so Messi can score fucking six goals on Indonesia? Like, what the fuck is that?
That's true, Evan. Rigged. That's right, Evan. They're boosting up their guy.
Yeah.
And you know what I say to that? We as Portuguese, we all have to remember this happened. And you have to tell this story to your further generation. So if he does pass him, just say, no, but this is what actually happened.
No,
was ahead by a mile.
We got to do more friendlies with Andorra.
Yep. Bring on Andorra.
And Luxembourg.
But also,
Moldova.
Ronaldo's UCL legacy. Safe for now.
Ah.
I mean, Holland and Mbappe both creeping and can probably get there quickly.
Dun, 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 dun.
But for now, Messi is out of the picture.
Yeah, there's a lot of years on Manchester United that he was not really a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. He wasn't an out-and-out striker.
But even still, you compare that to Messi, he's always a goal scorer, and he didn't catch it. That's what it is. You know who's happiest about this? Ray Hudson, filled with jubilation as he can once again cream his jeans for the little Argentinian. He is the house announcer for Inter Miami.
Oh, that's convenient. Oh,
fuck yeah.
That's amazing.
So if you can catch whatever feed Inter Miami gives out with Ray Hudson, that'll be a fun time.
Well, it would be MLS.
I'm actually more excited that they got Ray Hudson than they got Messi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've had Ray Hudson for the past couple seasons, but just no one watches him because the team sucks.
I wish I fucking knew that.
So you're Inter Miami fan now.
I'm a Ray Hudson fan, first and foremost.
Eagles, Ray Hudson, football, Portugal,
golf,
Braga.
You want to talk about golf? We can talk about golf.
Oh, actually, yeah, let's talk about golf because there's a whole thing with this where it's like Messi's going to the MLS, Ronaldo went to the Saudi League, there's the LIV Golf, there's the PGA, and it's a whole thing of like, okay, who's better, who's worse? And it's like, this whole money thing, and I feel like everyone in the West is just like, oh, you can't go to Saudi Arabia. You can't go to live golf. It's terrible.
Did you come here on a Segway? You're the fucking Segway master.
I don't know.
I swear to God.
You brought a golf.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, no, that's a whole thing that's been happening. And it's just like Europeans are like, whatever. They're both giving out money, and they're like, what's the difference between a retirement league if people are just getting paid?
MLS isn't a retirement league anymore.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think Messi's going to feel that. Those big American boys are going hard on him. I don't think it's going to be that easy. I mean, Insigne's not having the easiest time.
No. Well, we saw him score a nice goal.
We saw him score a bangarooski. Yeah. And Evan would say it's a stunk, but it's not a stunk.
Nah, there's too much bend. I saw it.
Well, I'm glad you admit it.
Yeah. You keep hating on Insigne. He's been doing well. He's just has a shit team.
He's waking
and
up.
And a shit coach.
He's waking up.
But yeah, I don't know. I think there's a very convoluted position, and it's like, obviously, I'm a bit skewed now because Ronaldo's in Saudi. Not that I love the Saudi league, ever did love it or ever will love it, but like between players saying, hey, where can I go get paid the most amount of money? Like, who cares?
Hey, I bank with Royal. That's not private information, right? If I got money from Saudi Arabia and I got money from Miami, the dollar amount's the same in the bank, right?
Guys, no, it's totally wrong. This is how it works, okay?
You're totally
wrong. It's all vibes, right?
Oh, vibes.
It's all vibes. Gotcha. Where do you want to go? You still have to wake up there every morning and live your life, right?
Yeah. Live your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to live your life?
Want to wake up in Miami?
In a desert? Or do you want to live your life by the beach in Miami?
Dude, I can see right through Ronaldo. He looks depressed, man.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, I love it here. This is so good. This league's going to be top five league. But he looks like he's not having a good
time. He's like, I got to suck it up for one more year, get this $500 million, and get the fuck out.
Dude, there's a reason why, like, people in the world, like, they don't want to be in a desert. Why would you want to live in a desert? You can't even grow food there.
Hey, they managed to do it in the Algarve. I don't know. It's kind of deserty down there.
It's not that deserty.
It's less.
Yeah.
It's a good middle ground.
But the argument is more like, is it evil money? And it's like, well, money is evil. If you're taking a buck from someone, someone's doing something bad.
That's it. But I mean, if you have choices, here's the thing that people say. If you have options, why take the guy who chopped up the journalist, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
The lesser of two evils.
Yeah. I mean, you could go these Miami guys and, like, they haven't chopped up journalists. They've just, like, you know, ruined. Like,
things have been chopped there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I saw Scarface. No, but they've.
Chopped onions.
You know, let's say these are all, like, bankers and people on these teams. And, you know, they've ruined a bunch of people's lives, a bunch of people's livelihoods, and, you know. Kind of
Phil Neville.
Then lost so much money for other people, not their own money.
Yeah.
So who's worse?
Yeah.
Probably the guy who chopped up the guy. I don't know. But.
You're picking, eh?
Inter Miami's former coach, Phil Neville. He's going to come join John Herdman with Canada.
Cool.
Which I thought weird, but sure. Yeah. He played for United, then Everton for a long time. In Spain, more Saudi news. Karim Benzema going to Al Ittihad with Nuno Espirito Santo. Vinicius Jr. will take number 7 next season. Several big names moving on at Madrid. Hazard may retire. May go to Montreal.
I think he can get a gig.
Oh, go to Montreal.
He could get a gig, but I don't think anyone wants it. I think he's too lazy now.
Yeah, he doesn't run.
Dude, he's played 50 games since 2019 for Madrid and scored 7 goals.
Oh, wow.
That's a terrible record.
That's 7 more than I have.
Too many kebabs.
Too many kebabs.
Too many kebabs, that's right.
Yeah, he's a lazy boy.
I think Vinny taking number 7, that means Mbappe's not going to Real Madrid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need Mbappe, we got Vinny. Wow. And now Vinny, take number 7.
I think if you buy Mbappe, you devalue Vinny, and you're like, he's our guy right now, he's in the limelight, he had, you know, all that terrible, terrible stuff happened to him, but I feel like Madrid are like, no, we need to bring him up, we need to stand behind him, we need to make him our star, and he is the star, especially with Benzema leaving now. Like,
dude, he's amazing. I think he is a star, yeah.
Yeah.
Just stick with Vinny, yeah.
Dude, Vinny, he's nasty.
Yeah. Vinny number 7, I might buy that jersey. Ooh. That's a cool jersey.
For sure. He's going to be big, man.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, I mean, back in they had the Galactos, they had a couple Brazilians. They love Brazilians.
Robinho.
They love exciting players. Mm-hmm. He's exciting. And Mbappe's exciting too, obviously.
Of course.
You know, Vinny with the one-on-ones, you know.
But Mbappe has 1 year left on his contract, and he might have 1 or 2 years. I can't remember. But if it's his last year, he says he's not going to re-sign with PSG, so they might try to sell him. If they don't sell him, he might walk for free.
It's not going to be a numbers issue. And I mean numbers by like the number on the back of his jersey. No, he'll wear 29. I'm looking
too much into
he'll
his numbers.
He'll just wear 29.
No, he'll wear 9. Right.
Yeah,
of course. But I don't know. I'm just looking into the number a little bit.
No, it's a good way to look at it.
You're reading the tea leaves, if you will.
Yeah.
Tea leaves. Cool. We love doing that here.
Local lads. Toronto FC tied Nashville 1-1. Insigne with a banger, as we said already.
Banger is the right word.
Okay. Yeah, how was the game?
We had a great time.
Yeah.
We don't remember much of the game so much.
We were screaming at each other the entire time.
No, we're having a good time.
It's like a fun time.
They poisoned us, okay? You poisoned me.
Talking about the pills. With
psychedelic microdose mushrooms? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. That was my friend of mine.
Anyways, some guy was like, I need to take a picture with that guy.
Yo, we got so many new friends fast.
We were running that section.
And you tell them all to listen to the Portugal Corner?
No.
Not
even one of them.
God damn it, guys.
They weren't Portuguese.
We needed this guerrilla marketing to work.
It was our off week, so I mean, it wasn't even on the top of my mind.
But, dude, all these people wanted to hang out with us after. They were like, where are you guys going after this?
We were leaving. Where are you going?
I need to stay with you,
dude,
guys.
Because you guys were yelling.
Dude, we were leaving, and these people were lost without us. You should have seen these lost sheep. They were just like, where are you guys going? Tell us where you're going after.
We said west.
We said Miazon, Dundas West, man.
Yeah, one guy took a picture with Justin, and then I was like, man. Can you send me that picture? I was like, can you just airdrop me?
That's hilarious.
I forgot. Airdrop it.
We're yelling across the section. Airdrop it.
I yelled across like 9 rows of people. I was like, airdrop me that picture, man.
So everyone in the stadium got this photo.
No.
He didn't know how to airdrop it.
We were like, he wanted to like get our number down. We didn't want to take his number down. So we're like, just airdrop it.
How we were like to the Mexican guys behind us, like, hey, tell him airdrop in Spanish. Like, airdropo.
And then I guarantee you the state I was in, I tried to say that whole sentence in Spanish 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Airdrop Español.
Yeah. ¿Puedo preguntar él cómo dice airdrop?
Airdrop.
So we have some young guy took his phone, and I think he tried to figure it out, too. We eventually got it, but the whole section was helping us with that one.
They were laughing. The airdrop situation was hilarious. I remember, 10 different people laughing at the airdrop thing.
Nice.
And so this is what happens when you have a haircut, people. And this is why it's taken me over to a year and a half to get rid of the haircut, because I can't go back to not having the haircut. You know what I mean? To just be an anonymous person in the world.
It's a statement.
When you are this person. Yes, I'd be nobody. Now I'm kind of...
A random person?
Not really somebody.
No, I was going to say, you're not anyone.
Where does he stack up against the I hate rubber boots guy?
Oh, Justin's trying to be like the mullet guy of Toronto.
Yeah, maybe.
But that guy. A character like Xanta.
That guy.
Fuck you.
Or Spider-Man on the skateboard.
You don't want to be Xanta?
I hate that Spider-Man guy.
I don't like him either.
Guy's a jerk.
Xanta's sexy, though. He hangs out at the mall.
Is he still around?
No, that
his
guy.
His health is
no,
not
that
good,
guy,
is it?
That guy he's been institutionalized. Ooh. And you can tell. And I might be too one day.
Anyways, Justin here, Mullet Man of Toronto.
Hey.
Yeah. I do my part.
And then second half, we went to supporter section.
Yep.
Finished it off there. I think Justin fell on his ass or something.
My God, that was so embarrassing. I fell. And here's the thing about having them haircut as well. People can pick you out, like, the good things you do and also the bad things you do. It's like, that was the guy. He's the guy with the haircut.
Like, Mullet Man is down.
Yeah. I fell, and then I tried to do some kind of like dips to get back up like in a cool way, and then I slipped even harder.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't be... Cut this. Why am I saying this out loud?
No, you said...
They shouldn't be able to waterboard this information out of me. That's how embarrassing this is.
Why are you telling everyone this?
You said, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Pretty much. Luckily, only Megan saw.
I think she laughed, dude.
I wish I saw that.
Hey, I'll do anything for the bit. I'm a Chris Farley in that kind of way.
Moving on, York United. Couple games happened since the last pod. York bashed Hamilton at home with a 94th minute stonk from Sumaro. Wild.
That
huge
was
goal.
One of the nicest stonks I've ever seen. That Dude, was crazy.
It's one of those things in that league. You're like, just shoot the fucking ball. Mm-hmm. Shoot the ball.
But you got to shoot it well. This guy knows how.
That's hard to do. Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. Got one bat past Tristan Henry. Win at Forge. Beautiful. They followed that with a tie to Valor. Goal by returning hero Mobabuli. And then recently on Friday, they had their Pride match against Atletico, and they won 2-1. D-Row getting the back of the net, getting in on the board. They've been on a good streak. Good streak. Lots of points. I think we're York's in first place.
Dude, they're on a run, yeah. I went to this Atletico game.
You came to the game.
It was a good game.
Yeah, man.
York's in first?
We're in first. We Second, turned that no? shit around real quick.
I was in first. Okay.
Well, they got good staff. They got good staff on that.
D-Row, beautiful. It was nice seeing that winning goal live. He did his father's celebration where you're like...
Oh, the stomp.
Yeah, like stomp and like moving his body thing. Nice. You guys know it?
Oh, Zazzy.
Yeah.
It's
good.
You call it the stomp moving your body thing.
I don't know. We like,
gotta
how get do you describe that?
We got to get the real name. I don't know, but I think we can come up with better. But Patrick... he repped Pride Day with a mustache. He grew a mustache for the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't do that for that game.
But
I
why'd
just
you
did
do
it
then?
He's got a great mustache.
I don't know. I just felt like doing it.
Okay.
Dude, the Pride kits were selling out off the racks. There's a lot of them.
People As like they them. Should, everybody. Don't back down to this backlash or else you're a bunch of...
Cowards?
Hey, cowards. Hey. Yes. Cowards.
Also, it was a good...
Don't cower to the cowards.
It was a good win because we were missing a lot of players who refused to wear the shirt, so then they couldn't play. But it was great. They played great.
Controversy. They persevered. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
We won't get into it.
Yeah. I don't want to get too deep into that. Other news? Got anything else?
I think we told our whole life story.
Yeah, today. Well, yeah.
We've been through a lot.
We went through a lot. Thank you for coming along this ride with us. I hope you know us all a little bit better. Maybe you hate us a bit more. Maybe you like us a bit less, but.
Yeah. Whatever. You know what? If you guys are from Toronto and you're going to go to a TFC game, reach out.
Yeah. We probably already yelled at you.
We'll jump in your section and we'll yell at your section.
And then teach them how to airdrop.
Yeah, we'll teach y'all how to airdrop.
At the games, I like just saying, andiamo, andiamo.
Andiamo.
Oh, yeah, I was yelling that too.
People
yeah.
like that.
Donk of the week.
Kind of makes fun of Italians at the same time as telling them to go.
Yeah. I love Italians. I'm not making fun.
I am.
Yes, donk of the week. Anything?
Do we want to just do Somaro? That was
Somaro.
A couple weeks ago.
I think Beauty. That's easy.
Yeah. All right, you got it. Juan Wonder.
Ooh. Bernardo again?
Ooh, it's either Bernardo or Ruben Diaz.
Or Otavio. I mean, he scored that second goal.
I'll give it to Ruben Diaz. Pass,
so. Good luck with the votes for that.
Shit.
Wait.
Is there something else that happened?
No, yeah. Just,
Dundas West Fest? Anyone?
I can't give the Juan Wonder to Dundas West Fest.
Yeah, we can't give it. Come on. I know you guys don't want to give it to me, but come on, guys. I refuse. Pass it along to Bernardo, okay?
I give it to Ruben Diaz.
Yeah, I said Bernardo. I'll say Bernardo.
He's leaving, too. You want Ruben? He didn't. Oh, he did. He did actually do that clearance off the Ederson clearance. Thing. That was a massive clearance.
Massive. Yeah.
He looks buff on that bus.
Yeah.
But you want to give him that assist?
Bernardo got the assist, technically. Yeah. It was deflected.
He made the play happen. I'll give it to Bernardo.
Okay. Our boy. Our golden boy. And guess what, everyone? He's coming to Benfica next year. You think he's going to Barcelona? Hell no, man. Kokchu, see you later. We're getting Bernardo.
All right, thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal at Portugal _ corner on Twitter, at Portugal Corner on Insta. You can email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating and review. Thank you. And check out the older podcast. Final thoughts, inspirational messages, you guys, anything else? Let's just ream out that last bit.
Do we have more thoughts?
That last bit of toothpaste in the tube. What you got?
Literally, that is the perfect metaphor for my brain right now.
Yeah.
Is that last little bit of toothpaste wrung out of the tube. Thank you.
What was the better wine, the Alianza or the Casal?
Couldn't tell the difference.
All taste the same.
They really did.
Evan, you're getting that outro down amazing. You sound like the side effects guy on a fucking infomercial.
Yeah.
Billy Mays here.
Yeah, I'm Twista.
Yeah.
All right. We all good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's go watch I Think You Should Leave Again.
Sure.
Table!
Hey, shirt brother.